Where were you when the blast happened, and could you describe the scene for us a bit?
So I was not exactly on the scene when the explosions happened. I was 4 miles away from Akopli Square where the explosions happened. I was watching a marathon with my classmates from Boston College. We saw some policemen on their motorbike going towards the downtown direction, and we didn't know what was happening. And by the time we went back to my friend's apartment, we got a message from a friend's family member asking about the explosions, and we had no idea what that meant. So we turned on the TV, and we saw the news of the explosions at the finish line. Boston Marathon is one of the biggest events of the year in Boston, and the security was pretty strict. Even in the suburb where we were, a policeman almost 50 meters away from each other.
Definitely. I mean, the Boston Marathon, it's quite an important event, would be fair to say, I suppose. And people look forward to it in general throughout the year, don't they? So in the wake of this explosion and this incident, what's the mood of the community right now?
Obviously, it was a very big shock to every single person, especially this happened on Boston Marathon, and also today is the Patriots' Day. You know, it's the day that people celebrate the spirit of human beings, competitiveness, and loving your country, and nobody would ever think that something horrible like this would happen. My classmates trying to call their friends in downtown and their family members trying to call in. Somehow they couldn't get a phone call through. And later we find out that the cell phone service was shut down in the Boston area to prevent any potential remote denotations of explosives. Even at the explosion scene, even you know people trying to help with each other instead of running away, you see people. You see local Bostonians open up their houses to the runners who had nowhere to go because of the lockdown of the city, and offer them drinks, and the runners give each other jackets because it was pretty chilly today. And although it was pretty heartbreaking, there's you know you see the goodness in people.